about just entered Texas into the welcome sign, drive friendly the Texas way, which I thought was kind of amusing. I like it though, speed limit is down 70 and towards El Paso. I've decided though that I am not going to spend the time to find a steak in El Paso because I just had a bunch of snacks and I'm just not really in the mood. I'm running low on time here. But anyway, the Carlsbad Caverns is definitely awesome. I would say it would be worth a trip out just for that. It's not a just along the way thing. It was, you know, you could do it all in one day. I did two tours and both self-guided tours. It was a little tight, but probably, you could spend 2 days probably and do a couple more tours and then not have to rush through as much. But I got to see everything pretty good. It was awesome. It was awesome. No pictures, just I didn't feel like carrying a camera all over the place. But definitely worth seeing, and amazing structures all over the place. Nice and cool in there. But yeah, all in all, got a good early start. Got to the park, you know, before it opened, basically. Got my lunch all situated. But anyway, so doing a mega drive for the third day in a row here, and gonna stay in some sad city in Lordsburg and eat probably the next BK across in Deming, possibly. So that's in Arizona. Anyway, that's it, and tomorrow we'll do a saguaro at Ryan. I'm out. No, I feel pretty strong. We may have a slight change of plans. I got an early start leaving. Feeling good, not too hungry, so I may just blow all the way through to Tucson so I can get the saguaro done, get up to Phoenix, had a good time. So we'll see how I feel. But looking at the map, it looks like I'd be hitting Lordsburg in 3 hours if they get out 8:30, and I mean, I'm good for another couple hours after that, so we'll see what goes on. But who knows where we'll end up. Out. Now, driving to the outskirts of El Paso, it's a hole. I didn't say I want to get out of this place, but they had a nice old Arby's with a giant sign that was in the shape of a 10-gallon hat that said Arby's roast beef is delicious, which I would have loved to take a picture of, but just not in the mood to stop. But so far, it's not an impressive city. Out. Okay, we got another good sign on the freeway that animal-drawn vehicles prohibited on the on-ramp. That's El Paso. Out. So I was just able to peer over the border into Mexico, and there was some shanties galore. I was shocked for a second until I remembered I was straddling the border. Thought it was bad, even for El Paso standards, man. But it was Mexico, so understandable. Looks just like Tijuana with the hills. Out. Well, so far, saguaro, it looks like it may be in the running with Petrified Forest as the worst national park. I mean, it's like right smack up against subdivisions of homes and basically cactus. It's cool cactuses, but ones that you can see in the wild anywhere, pretty much. But it's still worth seeing, I guess. But there's nothing really else out here. But it's not that good. Out. Okay, done saguaro. Did a little hiking. It was okay, but all in all, it's a pretty sad place. But it's nice weather, cool breeze, and nice desert animals and sounds and smells. And now leaving, I'm seeing all these little dirt devil twisters, little mini tornadoes all over the place. It's crazy, man. It's like mini tornadoes. And I got a good shot of the sleazy snow cone selling guy at a gas station out.